You can't use a ruv b'trumim. For loy b'maisa rishon shloy not for trumasay. It didn't take off the truma. Right, it's also tainted, so it's not called an oichel. You can't use it for an eruv. For loy b'maisa sheni v'egdish shloy niftu. Which the Gemara is also going to ask pshita. Krov, you have maisa sheni. It's not edible. You're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. Out of Yerushalayim, you can't eat it. And no one didn't hegdish shloy niftu pshita b'tzasa. You're not allowed to eat it. So we'll see in the Gemara what the chedushim are. So Rashi b'demai means b'kikish shalachem yamoritz. For here fish remain demai. That you didn't take off before Shabbos demai, then it's the rabbanon, it's also tedit. Still, you're allowed to use it for neriv. For loy demai to shen reidish for niftu, the afagav the mosi poriklu hash to miel lemafarik. Even though you're able to be poiderim, but right now you weren't poider, and the Shabbos you can't be poider. So therefore, you shouldn't use it because it's not a neicha right now. Now it's also tedit. It's also to use it now. So the Gemara demai holy chazilei. Why does the Mishnah say you could use the mai, the peiros, or the food, the bread you bought from the Amoritz? You're not allowed to eat it now. It didn't take off maisters before Shabbos. So why can you use it for Neruv? The Teretz is, migul di boy maklu nichsen. If the person himself wanted to, he could become a poor person on Shabbos. He could be makru all his nichosim. Then the oni, then he'll become an oni. And then the chazilei, it's chazi and oni is allowed to eat the mai. The Neila has to nami chazilei. That's enough for even though now you're not an oni, you weren't mafkin chosim, still it's mutter. The doubt there's a possibility you could make it mutter for you on Shabbos, that's enough that you're allowed to use it for an eruv. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Demai, Machil Nesonim Demai. You're allowed to give an oni Demai teat. In other words, Demai, like Tais always says, the Gemara always says, really midiraisu inemon roiva amaratzim do take off maestris. So midiraisis mutter gomit teat. Even in the Rabbon, it's not really an issue of the Rabbon and Demai. It's the Chumra B'yam. The Rabbon told you to be Machmir. Mashenki into an Oni, the Rabbon were not Machmir. That's why the Rabbon said an Oni is Ladi Demai. And who Adin V'yesach Sanoi Demai. If you have the army men, that the Melech makes a decree, when the army men come into the city, the people in the city are supposed to be Mafanis, the army men. So if you have a chiyah to mafanis them to give them teeth, you're not a give them teeth from demai. Because the achsanoi, they're called anim right now. Since they're not home, they're in the fighting, they're called an oni then, so you're not a give them demai. So once you see it's mutter for an oni to eat demai, who are then you're allowed to make use it for an eruv tchumin? So the emerson it's mutter, just the rabbanu or machmir. So you say as far as since you have a timsa how to eat it yourself, you could be mafki in the chosim, then become an oni, it's called an oichol, you could use it for an eruv. The Drash Yachsanoi, Chayolas Malchi Yisrael, Yiddish army men, Shematilu Noisen al Bnei Yir. The Melech says that the Bnei Yir, the people in the city, has to feed them. Lizoinoi, Vevelei Kaniyim Shorei Enebavatayim. The army men blive like Aniyim because they're not home right now, so they're an Oni. Omer Apunya Tono, Beisham Ayurimim Ein Machil Nesanim Demai. Beisham holds no, you're not allowed to. Or Beisil Loimrim Machil Nesanim Demai. Beisil holds no, yes, you are allowed to be Machil Nesanim Demai. You could be Michael then, therefore it's mutter. Give me Gemara then. The halacha is like this. Hillel, that an oni is allowed to eat demai, or bezoi, that's why you could use it for an eruv tchumin. Right, the Mishnah says, over my serishin should not look trumasli. But you have my serishin that you took off the truma. So the havaminer is, should not look trumasli means even truma gedoyla. So the chura fret the Gemara, pshita. Like, why can't you use it? Abadi could use it for an eruv tchumin. Pshita, it's mutter. What's the chiddush here? So the Gemara lanit loitzricha sheikdimu bishibolim. We're talking about now maiserisha means that your shibolim means when it was still in the stalks. You're growing wheat, when the stalks, you still have the stalk of wheat, right away you went and gave it to the Levi. In other words, really what you're supposed to do first is, first you take off truma gedoyla, usually, then you take off maiserisha and give it to a Levi, and then the Levi takes off trumas maisers. That's the way it works usually. But usually you give truma gedoyla first. Now, here we're talking about, you didn't give off truma gedoyla. When the wheat was growing, when it was still in its stalks, you right away went to the Levi and gave him maaser rishon before you gave truma gedoyla. Hez letzricha shekdimu bishibolim, you gave the Levi when it was still in its stalks, v'not lememenu trumas maaser, and the Levi took out of here trumas maaser, v'not lememenu truma gedoyla. But truma gedoyla was never taken out of these pears. Still the chiddush is smooth to teach right now, and that's why you could use it for an eruv trumim. Like Rav Avuah says, Amar Resh Lakish. The Amar Rav Avuah, Amar Resh Lakish. My Sarishin, Sheik Dimu Bishibolin, in the case that Yisrael went directly with his stalks of wheat, instead of giving first to the Kain, Truma Gedoyla, he took the wheat straight, one-tenth of it, he gave to the Levi, he gave My Sarishin first to the Levi, is Alocha Potem et Truma Gedoyla. In a case where the Levi took off Truma's Maisrois, then there's no more chiyah to take off truma gedoyla. You're potter for giving truma gedoyla. That's the chiddush. Even though Truma Gedolah was never taken off these wheat, still it's mutter to eat it. What's the raya? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'harimaisim imenu Truma Sashem. You're supposed to take off Truma from Paris, and we dashin maisim in a maiser. You're supposed to take off Truma from maiser. So we dashin maisim in a maiser mat l'cho, for loy Truma Gedolah, Truma's maisim in a maiser. There's never like two chiyuvim to take off from the maisim. If you have it in Meiser means you took off one tenth and gave the Levi. So Zodin Trumas Meiser. Now the Levi has to take off again one tenth. That's called Trumas Meiser. And give that to the Kohen. But there's only one Chiyuv to take off Trumas Meiser from Meiser. There's no Chiyuv to take off two Trumas from Meiser. Like in our case, where you took these stalks of wheat and gave it straight to the Levi. So all you have so far is Meiserishin. You do not take off Truma Gedolah. Still the Pasuk says you're potter. But the Pasuk says only Trumas Meiser min a Meiser. There's a time when you only have to take off just Trumas Meiser and not Truma Gedolah. So here, when you gave the wheat to the Levi, it was only Bishibolim, it wasn't Bikriyet, it was only in the stalks. So really, Midaraisa wasn't Chal the Zman yet to give Truma Gedolah. So about right away you made it into Meiser, then you're potter from Truma Gedolah. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, like Rabbi Avuah says. So in the case we gave the Levi right away in its stalks, you don't have to take off Truma Gedolah anymore. Such a tremendous chiddush that you're allowed to eat these peiros even though you never took off Truma Gedolah. Omer le Rav Popol Abaye, for Rav Popol Abaye, if you have such a posik that says once you have Meiser, there's never a chiyuv to take off from Meiser Truma Gedolah. There's only a chiyuv to take off Trumas Meiser. Yochi afilu agdima b'kri nami. Why do we say dafki b'shibolim that the Yisrael took the stalks of wheat and gave it to the Levi? Why don't we have even a case where the Yisrael first took the stalks of wheat and made a bakri? That means he took out the kernels and made a pile of them and made miruach. Hegdim of a bakri usually means you made a pile of the wheat and you smoothed out the pile. That's called nigmar malachtoi. Now there's a chiyuv midiraisa to take off trumas and maisers. It's also teach from these parents now without taking off trumas and maisers. So why don't you have the same chiddush? The Yisrael first made a kri out of it. He took his wheat and made it into a pile and smoothed out the pile. And instead of giving Truma Gedolah, he went straight to the Levi and gave the Levi Meiser Rishon. Why don't we still say the same Chiddush there? That now there's no Chiyuv Truma Gedolah anymore. There's only a Chiyuv for the Levi to take off Truma's Meiser. Why don't we say such a Chiddush? So that Gemara name, Omalei Alech or Makron, such a case where you already made Meruach, where you already made Bikri, then it's Chal already the Chiyuv Truma Gedolah, the Chiyuv can never go off. We have a Pasuk. Alech or Makron, Mikol Meiser Osechem Terimu. As called Truma Sashem, that is a ribui. Mashmeh as called Truma Sashem, all Truma Sashem. Even from Meiser, still you have to take off all Truma Sashem. What does all Truma mean? Even Truma Gedolah. So here we have a pasuk. One pasuk is saying that Truma Gedolah you do have to take off from Meiser Rishon, and the first pasuk is Mashmeh no. Only Meiser Truma mina Meiser v'loy shtei Trumas mina Meiser. So here this theory with the psukim Shadi Gemara Mar Rais. How do we know to make a chilek? What goes on what? And the Gemara, hai idgun v'hai lo idgun. That's a svara. Idgun means, usually, the wheat, when it's first growing, is called shibolis. It's called stalks. It first gets a shame dogun by meruach. That means you take out the stalks, you take out the wheat, and you put it into a pile, and you smooth down the pile. That's the ma'isav of meruach. That's called idgun. May be right, so when is the chal achiv to take off trumas and ma'isavis? Only b'shas meruach. Before that, you're allowed to eat it. Midiraisi you can eat the peris without taking off Trumas and Meisris. Midirabonin, you can't eat Kvai, you don't need Arai. But I call upon Midiraisi, the Chiv is first Chal, Bishas Meruach. So the Svar to say, when the Pasuk says that you always have to take off Truma Gedolah, it's Mustafa to say, if Mitchila first the Yisrael made a Kri here, he made a Meruach. So Mela was Chal, Achil, upon him to take off Truma Gedolah. So now, even though he goes right away and gives one tenth to the Levi, Aus Meiser, still it's a Svar of the old Chiv didn't go off. Because you were ready mechuyev to take off Truma Gedolah. So now, from the Levi, you have to take off also Truma Gedolah and Trumas Meiser. Mashenka, in the first pasuk, that as Mashma, once she gave Meiser, the Levi has mechuyev to take off Truma Gedolah, that's Mestava before Idgun, before it came to Masav and Meruach. So Midiraisa was a mechuyev in Truma Gedolah. But right away, you went and gave it to the Levi, so you made a chalois Meiser on it, before it even got a chiyev Truma Gedolah. So that's Mestava, the first pasuk to say, that since you made it Meiser, before the chiyev Truma was chal, the chiyev Truma is not chal, but shatat Meiser. That's Mestava, the first pasuk. So if you did it before Idgin, you gave Meiser, it's only Meiser, and you have no chiyev to give Truma Gedolah. But if you first made it Idgin, that the chiyev Truma was already chal, that's a svar the chiyev does not go off. Now the lack of idgun was saying is there's no chiyuv to take off trumas and maisus. Kaidin idgun. When it's bishiboyless, there's no chiyuv. But if you want to avad, you could. Just a din, you're allowed to eat it without taking off trumas and maisus. But if you do take off trumas and maisus, once the peris are grown a shlish, you can take off trumas and maisus if you want. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That even though this maisurishin had no truma gadol taken off, still it's mutter to eat. In the case when he gave it to the Levi before idgin, and that's Shabavu's chiddush. Moravaita. The Mishnah says of a maisur sheni the hegdish niftu. That if you have maisur sheni you appointed that became chulin, who was in hegdish niftu, it's mutter to use for neriv. For the Gemara pshita avadi could use it. Why not? And the Gemara loy tzricha shenosa nesakeren v'lo nos nesachoynish. When you appoint the Maisa Sheni and the Hegdish, the din is, you're supposed to be Maisa of another fist. Not just the money itself, but a fist more. So talking about you did not give the extra Chaimish. Or Kamashmon, the Chiddush is, the Eina Chaimish Makiv. Even though there's a mitzvah to be poida another fist, but if you didn't give the extra fist, you should know the pidyon is still chal. So now the Maisa Sheni becomes Chulin, and the Hegdish becomes Chulin. That's why you're allowed to use it for an Erev. Avolai v'tevel. So the Mishnah was, but you can't use Tevel for a Rubei Tchumim. For the more Pshita, the Tevel is mamish also Titni Diraisa. Before he took off Trumas and Maisa's Avad, it's not called an Eichel. Like Pshita, you can't use it for Nerev Tchumim. Lord Tzricha, the Tevel Tovah Midrabonin. The Chiddush is, even though there's a Chiyav only Midrabonin to take off Trumas and Maisa's. Ukigoin, Shezoru, the Otzis, Shainanoko. You planted these apples in a flower pot that had no hole in the flower pot. An Otzis, a flower pot, Shainanoko, has no hole in it. So it gets no yunika from the ground, so midiraisa it's potter from trumas and maisus. There's only a chiyuv, amarasayim midrabonim you have a chiyuv. So I would think since the chiyuv is only midrabonim, maybe the eruv can still be chal. Kamashvula no, that about midrabonim it's also tidit, it's not called an oichel, the eruv is not chal at all. Kur it's also pshiti, about eruv is only midrabonim. No, but I would think maybe some havamin, maybe there would be nekel here. Kamashvula no, even though it's only osim midrabonim, still you can't use it for an eruv. Veloy b'maisa rishon shle not l'trumosli. Now the Mishnah says if you have maisa rishon that you did not take off the truma, so it's also teeth, this maisa rishon, you can't use it for an erev. But the Gemara pshita, if you didn't take off truma, his av means you didn't take off any truma at all. Not even truma gedola, not even truma smaiser. So pshita is also teeth. So the Gemara loy tzricha no, sheekdimo b'kri. We're talking about where first the Yisrael had his wheat and made it, piled it up and smoothed out the pile, he made a kri out of it. Now right away he went and gave it to the Levi. He gave Meiser to the Levi. Again, the Gemara Pshita. Lo'etzricha shekdimu b'kri. Where first the Balabas made a kri, made a pile out of it and smoothed down the pile. V'notlemimeno trumas Meiser. And the Yisrael first took off trumas Meiser. In other words, he first took off Meiser and gave it to the Levi. And then the Levi took off trumas Meiser. And we're talking about in the case where you did not take off Truma Gedola yet. Almost the same case as we had before. It's not now the same, I would think. I would think the din should be. Like Rapapa told Abaya to say what? That any time you give Maiser Rishon first, and then you take off Truma's Maiser, there's never a chiyuv to take off Truma Gedola. Even in the case where it was Bikri, where first you made it into a pile, still your potter, so I would think it's mutas use it for an Erev Tchumim, Kamashmulan Kiddushanilei, Kamashmulan like the terrace. When is it mutter if you gave the Levi when it was Bishibolis, when it was still in stalks? It wasn't Chal the Chi Midiraisa to take off Truma Gedola yet. That's when if you give Maisa first, you potter from Truma Gedola. But here the case was first you made a Bikri, first you made it into a pile, and you smoothed it out. So midiraisi you mechuyev to give truma gedola. Now if you go and chap and give the Levi first of meiser and you take off truma meiser, still you mechuyev to take off truma gedola because the chiyuv was already chal before. That's the chiddush. But mainly you can't use these peris for an eruvei tchumin because they're not edible. That's the chiddush. If you have meiser sheni or hegdish that you would not poida, you can't use it for eruvei tchumin. But the more vayte pshita, what do you mean? Hegdish avadi, not allowed to eat hegdish. Maisi sheni, you can't eat a chus from Yerushalayim. So what Pasha was talking about, it's not in Yerushalayim now. You're talking about the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So pshita, it's not edible where you are. So avadi, you can't use a haruv et chumim. What's the Mishnah's chiddush? Lo'etzricha she'podon v'lo'epodon kilchosin. No, avad, you made a pidyon. You appointed the Maisa Sheni on something, or the Hegdish on something. But the Chiddush is, since it's not Chal, Kil Chosoi, it's like nothing. Maisa, what's the Chiddush? She'apod an agabi asimon. He used a coin, but instead of using a coin that has a tzura, has a picture on it, he used a flat coin without a picture. That the loch is, you can't be poyder on these things. You can't make a pidyon of Maisa Sheni only on a tzura. You need. Right, the Pasuk says, Rashi learns, Asimon, more b'loy tzura. You have a piece of metal with a piece of coin without a tzura on it. Also, the Pasuk says, Rachmanom, the Torah says, V'tzarto ha-kesef. Kesef sheshel of tzura. How will you pay the Maisa Sheni only with money that has picture on it, like our coins? That's the type of a coin you're allowed to use to pay the Maisa Sheni. But if you use a flat coin without a picture, it's not called a pigeon. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though you made a pidyon, but since you didn't do it, kedinoi, it's bottle of gamri, and it's also to eat it, therefore you can't use for an erev chumen. Hegdish, the same thing. Shechil loy al gabi karka. You apply the hegdish on karka. Instead of using money, you use karka. The rachmanu amar v'nosav ha-kesav v'kom loy. The pasuk says v'nosav. And we dash in dover anitna miyad v'yad. You have to give something over to hegdish, that you can be paid the hegdish. Mashenkin karka is not something you can hand over. Since karka is not handable, you're not allowed to be paid the hegdish on karka. So therefore, the pigeon was not chal, therefore it remains hegdish, and you can't use it for ruvei tchumim. So the Mishnah. Hashaleyach eruvei biyad chereshayt v'katan. A person wants to make an eruvei tchumim. Again, he wants to put down his mosin shtei sudis outside the city of Payimama, that he should be carrying his shvisa there. Now, he made the shliach to put down his eruv chutz from the shtot. He gave it to a cheresh or shayt of a cotton. A cheresh is deaf and dumb, a shayt is a fool, and a cotton is a cotton. Oy biyad mi shein amoy de beruv, or else he gave it to a kusi, somebody that's kaifer in hilchas eruvin. He gave it to a kusi or to a goy, is a loch einu eruv. The eruv is not chal, like we'll see in the Gemara. Because the person that puts down the eruv for you, he's like making a kinyan for you. So you mamash have to make him a shliach, he's doing out something for you. He's being kainah, your shvisa, in the mokum, he puts the eruv down. So he has to be a bar shlichis, somebody that could make a kinyan for you. A cheresh shaitz v'kon can't be a shliach. A ainu moide eruv can't be a shliach for you. So drashi sheinu moide eruv means a kusi. A kusi or a goy that can't be a shliach for us in these halachis, so the eruv is not chal. Let's say you first give your eruv, you give the bread, the two chalis, to a cheresh reit v'kotin. You tell the cheresh reit v'kotin, take it down to Payimama, and you should know over there, I have my friend Ruvain. Give it to Ruvain, and Ruvain is going to put it down the shein eruv for me. You tell your friend Ruvain that's outside of the Payimama, I'm sending the eruv now to cheresh reit v'kotin. You take it from them and you put it down the shein eruv, harezu eruv. Then it's chal. Because the Maisa, who's making the eruv for you? Your friend Ruvain, and he's a gadol. So when he gets the eruv right now, and he puts it down, that's the chalais eruv, and the gadol did it for you, that's okay. He's not a bar shlichus a cotton. This was in the Gemara. For the Gemara, if a cotton loy, is it true that a cotton can't make an eruv for you? The Yomar Afuna, cotton goyves eruv. The din is a cotton could go around and collect the eruv. Like we'll soon see the Teretz is talking about a ruvi chatzeris. How do you make it a ruvi chatzeris? All the people live in the chotzer, somebody goes around and collects bread from everybody, and they put the bread into one person's house. There he says, even a cotton is allowed to go around to collect the bread. So it's Chor Tzakasha, we're saying now a cotton can't collect the bread, and there it says a cotton could collect the bread, could make the eruv. So the Merle Kasha, can't be a ruvi chumim, can't be a ruvi chatzeris. Why a ruvi chatzeris? Then a cotton is allowed to go around and collect the bread, I be they put the bread in one house, because there's no kinyonim chal. It's not the pshat, your koiner, your shvis in somebody else's house. So mitzias. If your bread is in his house, we look as if you're living there right now. So there's a mitzias. Your bread just has to be in that person's house. You have to collect all the breads, all the matzahs, put into one apartment. So even a cotton could do that also. Mashenke and eruvei tchumim, that's halacha, you have to be koiner shvisa. That's a kinyon dik halacha. A cotton can't be koiner for you. Just like he can't be koiner for himself, he can't be koiner for you. So Rashi, goyves eruv mipnei chotzer ma'arav aleim. Eruv yichatzeris. The eruv erushusai he'll be alma. It's just mixing up, putting your shusin together. Who? Hilkach memela ma'arav. Avi yahav yichal all together. Memela the eruv yichal. V'yafagav v'yein ma'isa cotton klum. Even though the cotton can't do anything. Lo yichpaslon. Chivnana come on, we'll see later. Bal habayish shoyushutif im shchenov. Ein tzorech la'arav. If you're shutuf with your chaver, you don't have to make an eruv. Because there's no chalois din eruv. It just means the ma'is, you're living together, it's good. So if you're a shutif, l'mais, you'll drive like one, it's enough. So here also, if you collected the chalas from everybody, l'mais, it's all in one place. When you put down your chalas outside the city by the ruvei tchumim, there the pshat is, you have to be koina your shvitza there. The cotton l'yolam l'mikle. A cotton is not strong enough to be koina. A cotton can't be koina for you. Just like a cotton can't be koina for himself, he can't be a shvitza to make a kinyan for you. So therefore, a cotton is not allowed to put down a ruvei tchumim for you. Man a kusi that's koifrin in Torah Shabbat Peh and avad avinin the rabbonins, so he can't be a shliach. He's not in this parsha, therefore he can't be a shliach. Right? V'yemom al liach lekabli meno reis eruv. If you tell though your friend that's out the apay mama receive the eruv from this cheres shait v'kodin and put it down for me, then it's chal. Fred Gemara Eshins v'leiches dumo lemamti lei. How could you be soimich that the Chereshet V'Kotten gave it over to your friend Reuven out there? Maybe the Chereshet V'Kotten never gave it to him. Like, how could you be saying that you're home and you told the Cheresh to give it to them? How do you know he ever gave it to them? And the Gemara could yammer of Chizda. B'yayimit Beru. Now, it's a push to Matthias. You have to sign a Kimto where he knows Vadai the Chereshet V'Kotten gave it to his friend. Either he saw it or else Edom told him. But in a Kimto where you know Vadai the Cheresh gave it over to your friend there. Or he is talking about you saw him give it over. For the Gemara Vaita. No, this is Yom Rav Chizda, Yom Ru, we could soon see. He said another case. Yom Ru, the guy was standing and saw him give it over. Hochinam, you have to say the same akimtum. Yom Ru, that the balabos was watching the cotton and saw him give it over to his friend. Even though the cherish gave it over to your friend, and the chur, your friend, received it, but how do you know your friend's going to do the shlichas for you? How do you know your friend is going to put it down there, l'shein eruv? Maybe he'll change his mind. Maybe he won't put it down to l'shei neruv. So Drashi, Dilma loy mamti le kodin ad liyodai shemakabel teres b'yom v'ru ad shemalichoi. The Dilma hu loy shokim minei v'loy ma'ariv le afal pishiv tichoi. Even though I promise you before Shabbos that I'll do you a favor when I get the eruv, the bread, I'll put it down l'shei neruv, maybe he didn't do it. Like, right, how do we know you say that shliach oysa shtichutsoi? The balabos is in his house. And how does he know to be soimich that his friend that told him yesterday is going to do it? How do you know you have the right to be soimich he did it? Weren't you chesh and maybe he didn't do it? For the Gemara of Aleichush, Dilma Lashokim Minei. And the Gemara, Kediyama Rabbi Yechiel, the cloud is Chazoka Shliya Chosesh Techusei. There's such a Chazoka like that. I call upon him on Dinan the Rabbonan, you can be soimich. That if somebody told you he's going to do it for you, you have a right to know he's going to do it. You don't have to be choshed, maybe he changed his mind, he's only a human being, maybe he got sick, maybe he can't do it, maybe something happened. No. There's a cloud, chazoka, chashmir, choshed, shahusay. If he told you he's going to do it, you have a right to know he's going to do it. Is Hochinam here also? Chazoka, shmir, choshed, shahusay. That's the Kiddush. For the Gemara of Hech Yitmad Rab Chizda, where Rab Chizda say is Aloha, Rabbi Chiel, Aho, Aho Yitmilandra this din, Titania. If you gave the eruv b'tchumen to an elephant, has that a tamed elephant? You tell the elephant, "Hesatzi, take my challah here and put it down. Put down my eruv b'tchumen there." Who are the lekuf? You have a nice monkey in your house, and you tell your monkey, "Do me a favor, take my eruv and put it outside the city." Punta paimama, v'aylicho, and they listen to you. They go there. It's a loch ain't to eruv. It's not chal. Because he's not worse than a cheres shait of a cotton we had before. The chur are not a bar kinyan. An elephant can't be kind of something for himself. Mainly can't be kind of for you. Who was in a monkey? They're not worse than a cheres shait of a cotton. So that's not chal. What about the yemor mali achar lekavli hemenu? But you have your friend Reuven that's outside your pay mama there. So you're giving it to your monkey. They're telling the monkey, go meet my friend Reuven and give it to Reuven. And then Reuven's going to put it down l'shem eruv b'tchumim for me. Zokta, that this din, hooray's Erev. That's like a good. It's the Erev of Sakachal. So on this din, it was Shver. I, Eshton, Vedumu, Lemantulay. How do you know the elephant listened to you? Maybe he didn't listen to you. Omer al Chizda, on this one, Chizda answered, Vyayimit Ru. We're talking about an Akimta where the Balabas watched the elephant and saw he went to his friend Reuven. Hamamish gave it to Reuven. Baik and Akashri is though, Vedumu, Lemekabule, Minei. So it doesn't mean Mamish literally he didn't receive it. It means even if he took it, but maybe the Reuven changed his mind and he's not taking it now, I'm going to put it down for an error for you. Maybe the guy decided not to make an error for you. He asked Harote. He's not going to do it. He needs the bread himself, maybe. Like, how do we know Reuven put it down for you, L'shem Erev? How do you know you could be Semech on Yerev? On this he said, Omer Rabbi Chiel, Chazoka, Shliach oisir shtichusay. There's such a chazok like that the shliach oisir shtichusay. That's why you could be samech and walk alpayim mamo on Shabbos, even though you don't know vada. If he did it or not, you could be samech. Since he said yesterday he's going to do it, there's a klal chazok shliach oisir shtichusay. Yeah, some of my case we don't see it there. You can't find the guy. Or even if it's there, you don't know the guy put it down, the Shem Erev. Maybe put it down for himself. Like, how could you be saying that the guy did what he said?
Once you know that he already did it already, you put it down.
Yeah.
Right? So why should you be cautious that you maybe did it for another reason?
That's the Shaila. How do we know? That's the cloud. How do we know he did it? Maybe he didn't. It's just the what he told you he was going to do it. How do we know to be certain that if somebody says he's going to do something, how do you know you have a right to say he's still going to do it? He didn't change his mind. Maybe he should be mesufik. We'll soon see. So that is this klal. That the chazak, if somebody said he's going to do it, he's going to do what he said. And you don't have to be afraid, maybe he changed his mind. The chuz is still blind the sufik. Maybe he changed his mind. But why should you say he changed his mind? It's, Let me just speak a little bit, because not 100% really shlichus here. Like, you're not telling Reuven, do me the favor and take the error from me and put it out there. You're just doing a small thing. When you receive it, put it down to shame me. Right? How do we know a person still does what he says? Doesn't matter. The quality is a chazak like that. Amar Rav Nachman, b'shel Torah, you should know. No, ain chazak a shlichus a shlichusay. If you have a suffolk and a din midiraisa, you can't be saying with this chazak. So Rashi b'shel Torah ain chazak. Claimer, loy samchin na chazak ad chazin diyoved. It will be a shail nisa diraisa. You can't be saying with such a chazak. The fact somebody said he's going to do it, that he did it. There, no, he has to be cautious. Maybe the person did not do it. He's only a human being. Maybe something happened, he can't do it. And it's not chal unless you know 100% he did it. Any time it's a